One.
Hi.
Hey guys,
How's it going?
welcome to another episode of Res Hockey. This is episode 107. My name is Trevor, and with me as always is Mr. Dennis Major, aka Bush,
Rat.
aka Bush Rat. What's up, Bush?
It's not much. Not much. I'm excited. I'm happy. A little tired, wired, and everything. But let's I just found out I don't have admin properties on our Zoom, so I don't know. I have no control over my
His
screen name at the
nicknames,
moment.
his on it, his name on his screen, it says Bush
Yeah,
Rat, and if you could see it on when you watch our video on YouTube. So yeah, Bush is Bush Rat. I'm currently sick, that's why I sound like this. Bush got me sick over the weekend,
oh, did I ever?
so yeah, I got the runny nose, a sore throat.
That's because you're sharing water bottles.
No, I made sure I had my
Oh,
own.
yeah. You had your own? Okay, yeah.
And I
I
hid
had.
mine like up above the glass, like above
Oh,
the
really?
bench.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
And no one
nice.
touched it. So yeah, I wasn't sharing water bottles. But yeah, I got a man cold, so it might last another week. So I might have to take a week off of work.
That's okay.
Bush and I, we are currently recording our episode on the traditional land of the Anishinaabe. We are on Treaty 3 territory, so we always want to give a land acknowledgement to where we are, to the traditional land, or the
Traditional land.
traditional people. Yeah,
I would say
you get the point. Yeah,
traditional peoples. I don't,
traditional peoples.
yeah.
You people?
Yep.
Our guest for episode 107, she is from Nipissing First Nation, just outside North Bay, Ontario. She's currently a forward with the University of New Brunswick Reds. Our guest for this week is, who's our guest for this week, Bush?
Our guest is
Lily George.
Lily George. Well, there
We
it is.
interviewed her yesterday, and I sat quiet pretty much through that whole episode interview because I was
Yeah.
really sick. So Bush asked most of the questions. So good interview. Lily's having a really good year at the University of New Brunswick, where she's a all-time leading point
Point
producer
leader,
for
yeah.
the Reds, and just having a really good season out there in Mi'kmaq country. So yeah, stick around for our interview with Lily later on in the show. Oof, that was hard. I'm trying to drink some iced tea, just have a little bit of sugar in
Okay, yeah.
my throat. But what were you doing today, this morning, when the whole world kind of flipped out and panicked and Facebook and Instagram shut down? What did you do? Or where were you when that happened?
Where were you when the blackout of 2024 happened?
Is there a
I was at
blackout?
work. Nah, just no one could access their social, their main social media.
It's crazy how so many people panic and just
Yeah.
how many people depend on Facebook. Like all the bingo games and draws,
Yeah.
people were just worried, like, how am I gonna have an income now that Facebook's down for the day?
Yep.
I won't be able to put on no bingos. My 50-50s all done and can't do that. My food sales, I won't be able to sell no food. But yeah, it's just crazy how people just really depend on social media for a lot of things. That was funny though, like all the statuses afterwards were just
Yeah.
so yeah, it's comical, but at the same time, like, what would we do if like social media got cut off, if like if there was something wrong and internet was shut off? Like, how would the world manage?
Pre-2006.
No, Facebook's been out longer than that. I think.
Think so. That's when MySpace and HiFiVE were
Early 2000s.
maybe yeah.
Remember in the late 90s, there was like
The MSN
Yahoo
Messenger
Chat, MSN
or
Messenger.
yeah.
Or remember a really long one, old one? This was probably like 90, 97. There used to be a chat page called Talk City. And you used to just go in like what kind of chat room you want, like old 50 plus hockey player chat group page and stuff like that. Or I don't know. I knew a guy who he was single and he didn't have kids at the time. And he went into the single parent chat room, and that's where he met his wife.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of funny though, kind of creepy that no kids, and at the time he then he goes to the single parent room chat page and met his wife. But I won't name names, but this past weekend, Bush and I had the opportunity to go down to Eveleth, Minnesota for their annual tournament. What is it called, anyways?
Big Stick Tournament
Big
at the
Stick Tournament.
Hippodrome in Eveleth, Minnesota.
Eveleth is famous for shooting the movie. What is it called?
North Country.
North Country that starred Woody Harrelson and
Charlize
yes. So we actually played at the rink where they recorded some of the
and
movies, so
drove
it
the
was pretty
highway.
cool.
Yep.
And drove the highway. How do we do, Bush?
I got a goal.
Yeah, I got a couple too. Assisted by you.
Yep. I had a nice drop pass to you.
Oh, I
You
just
got
thought
that
you
one
lost
in.
the puck.
Well, I was falling. I mean, to all you A side finalists, I purposely dropped the puck, so that play was on purpose. In case you doubt
Yeah,
my
I mean,
skill.
American rec hockey and Canadian rec hockey is totally different. I still don't understand how Americans can't or don't wear hockey pants.
They call them breezers. I don't know
Like,
why.
they
Yeah.
just wear sweatpants over their shin pads, and that's it.
That's it.
I'd be so scared to take a puck in a thigh, in a hip.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Maybe one year we'll try it out. I totally forgot to look in the men's section when I had to go to Target to look for some sweats. Do you call them sweats or joggers?
I call them sweats. That's how I grew up, but they're sweatpants.
Sweatpants? I always thought they
Yeah.
were like jogging pants. But who
No.
jogs in sweats?
Besides Rocky Balboa, I don't think anyone.
True. But yeah, unfortunately, we played three games. We lost all three.
Yeah.
It's just weird playing in a non-native tournament, I guess. Like, we paid like 50 American each. And we only had three games, and there was 11 of us. So it was that's like over $550 American that we paid to play for three games, and there was like no cash prizes. Like, you don't even get a t-shirt.
Yeah, we need to get t-shirts, I think.
So it's it was kind of weird. You're playing for the love of the game, right?
You're playing for the jersey that you wear.
Should be playing for the name on the back.
What?
But yeah, I love going to Minnesota though. Minnesota is a really fun place to go play hockey. They call it the state of hockey.
I think so.
Isn't it? Or is that? I don't know. Sounds about right. State of hockey. I don't know. I always thought Minnesota was something to do with hockey. Okay, I kind of stirred the pot this afternoon with my status.
I see
Okay,
the
I'll say I'll read the stat. I'll read what I wrote. I wrote that okay, where is it? Okay. Ancestry status part of the registration, the tryout for a province for the National Aboriginal Hockey Championship. And I posted a picture. It says, it asks you five different options you could check mark off. One is First Nation status. Second one's First Nation non-status, Métis status, Métis non-status, and Inuit. And I put, should
Yeah.
non-status First Nations and Métis be allowed to register to try out for the National Aboriginal Hockey Championships? I kind of stirred the pot a little bit. I didn't mean to, but I just wanted to get a lot of different people's input and their opinion. And like, we got a lot of people. Like, we had
Yeah.
Métis people, we had actually chiefs of communities that commented, and we had a lot of hockey parents commented. And I think 75% of the people that commented said no, that people who are non-status First Nations or Métis shouldn't be able to play. Are they, would, like, I don't really want to say they were right or wrong, because I know we'll just, shit will hit the fan and we'll be called something. But there was a comment that from the Ghost Warrior Society, it's an anti-Pretendian task force, and they named over 130 fraudulent organizations. Like, I never knew that was that many organizations that are or try, or what's the word? They're fraudulent, but somehow they get funding through the government, so I don't know. Or they get their money from, what's the word? When someone signs up for that organization, from their registration fees, I guess, eh? But yeah, it's just, I didn't mean to stir the pot or start a racial war. I just wanted to see what people's opinions were. And, but the thing is, it wasn't bad though. A lot of the comments were just really, they weren't really saying bad things about non-status people. And it, some said yes, some said no.
Some said really, really no.
Yeah, I mean, there was no swears, there was no talking down towards people, and just like, I don't know, racism, I guess. There was no, it was just, it was pretty clean for the most part, and it was good to see though. But personally, I don't think that a non-status person should be able to register to play for these teams. I mean, there's a lot of cheaters out there who want to play and take part of these tournaments. And I think that's just an easy way for someone to cheat and say, yeah, I am status, but I'm just not, I mean, I am First Nations, but I'm just not status.
Yeah.
Or I'm Métis, but I'm just not status. Like,
Like
anyone can say that.
that piece of shit goalie that fooled everybody for Kainai Braves last year.
Exactly. Like, he had a Métis card, but his dad lied for him when he was
Yeah.
10 years old so he could play in Métis, play in these native tournaments. He wasn't Métis at all, and he lied for 10 plus years about being Métis, but it was his dad that made him do it just to play in these tournaments. So parents are just as, I mean, especially at that age, 10 years old, and
Yeah.
the lie, I mean, for his parent to lie. So, but yeah, that's my opinion. I mean, I'm not gonna say too much into it, but I just think that non-status First Nations and Métis shouldn't be allowed to play, because what if they're lying? Like, anyone could lie, right? Just to be able to play in such a big tournament. What do you think about that?
I think they should approve it. You want to sign up for the, what was the title he said? I just minimized my page here. I don't know if it says, what does it say? It says tryout for the National Aboriginal Hockey Championships. It's in the title of the word. If you're not Aboriginal, don't play. Don't bother signing up. So I think Team Ontario, while they live halfway out of or something, just whatever.
And I'm not going to mention the province that posted this, I
Yeah.
mean, questionnaire, but I'm not just, I only looked at one province and I didn't look at the other provinces to see if they asked the same question about your ancestry or your identity. Well, not your identity because that's, but this,
Your ancestry, your lineage,
yeah, true. So,
right?
but yeah, there was only, yeah, I only looked at one province and I was really surprised to see it. I mean, just because there's a lot of Pretendians out there and a lot of people, oh, my great, 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 great grannies, aunt, cousins, neighbors was First Nation.
Yeah.
So it happens. It has happened. Like last year at the Freddy, like you mentioned. So, but yeah, it's sad that when parents have to t take it to the next level for the lie just for their kids to play in these tournaments, I guess you could say, right? So I just hope everyone's honest. I think it comes down to parents showing their kids how to be honest. I mean, tell the truth if you are Métis or First Nations, try to get your status just to prove, right? Because like that one group, they find out if you're lying or not about your citizenship. So be honest, as Bush would say. Whew, that tired me out. That tired me out. What else?
What else? Do you have any shout outs?
No, I don't have shoutouts for this week. Do you? What about your hockey team?
I'd like to give a shout out to the Edmonton Oilers right now.
Are they winning against Boston?
No, no, at this moment they are not. But they're not losing. One more each, and they'll both be tied. Yes.
They're not losing, but they're not winning.
Like I said, one more each, and they'll both be tied.
What about your beer league team? Why'd you guys
Oh,
tell us
oh
about your beer league
yes.
team?
After Eveleth, Minnesota, we made the drive back to Kenora, Ontario, dropped the boys off, and I looked at my team chat and I found out that we had a side final at 5:45, and we beat the Ice Holes in a hard-fought game 3-1. It was a pretty good skate.
So is that like your first ever A-side championship?
Second, we won it last year.
Oh, damn. Good for you guys. Congrats.
It was pretty cool.
Are you just getting home right now from last night?
I have to be really quiet because Sue doesn't know I'm home yet. His dad's
Would you guys win?
kidding.
10 grand, 20 grand?
We won 20 grand and free entry to next year. So no, just kidding. I think the cash prize was small. I think it came out to I think maybe $500, $600, I think. So enough. We're just gonna put it in like a team dinner, I think. Go towards team dinner. Maybe all a bunch of us go to Casey's or whatever, just have some big plate of nachos, some wings, stuff like that.
Nachos.
Yeah, with no olives.
Black olives belong on
No, with
nachos.
no olives. No olives are just a vile weed. They
Did you
don't
have a like a
belong.
bad experience with not, I mean, black olives or something as a kid, or you ate too much
They
growing
just don't
up or
taste good
something?
at all. They just don't taste well.
They bring out so
Nothing.
much flavor there, that
They don't
sweetness
bring out
or
any flavor.
whatever. You don't know what you're
You know what
talking about.
brings out flavor on pizza?
Oh, yeah. No. Pineapple's so gross. What do you put fruit on a pizza? Fruit doesn't belong.
It brings out the sweetness.
Whatever.
Trey
That's so gross.
Shell.
Tray Bun.
Oh,
She was part of the Winnipeg Jets celebrating women in sports. She dropped the opening puck at the Winnipeg Jets and Seattle Kraken game tonight in Winnipeg at the Canada Life Center. So
that's so cool.
that's so cool to have a former guest of the show, episode 62, to be part of such a big activity like that, to drop the opening puck. Yeah, and that's I think Nick's at the game there today. I
Oh,
think he said he
nice.
might have went.
They play a
But
Kraken. Jordan Eberle.
yeah, former Edmonton Oilers. So yeah, it's cool. So I just want to say congratulations, Trey, on being part of that festivities. She is from the Burtale Sioux Dakota Nation, which is by the Manitoba Minnesota border. So yeah, it's
She's an
awesome.
excellent role model, man. Did you see
She
her
is.
accolades after her university career? What she's doing?
She's done so much
Yeah.
for the people in her community and the youth.
Yeah.
I know like last year she was able to get like all the youth in her community Under Armour shoes. So that's
Oh, wow.
huge.
That is neat. That is so cool.
So next time you do that, Trey, get some shoes too. Bush is
Size
a
12.
size 7. So that's always awesome to see former guests of the show really doing well for just not themselves, but for the people they like us First Nations and Métis people and Inuit people. So yeah. Whew, you can tell I'm sick. I just winded. Let's go to our
Right.
interview
Let's
with
go talk to Lily.
Lily. Let's go. Go ahead, man.
I just laughing a little bit.
Right.
Sorry, folks. Res Hockey Podcast. We are back. We are live on the air. We are episode 107. We are very pleased to have with us Lily George from Nipissing First Nation. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Trevor, would you want to answer
Right now I'm
that?
pretty sick, so Bush will be asking most of the questions. My throat sounds very, what's the word, like groggy, or is it,
Horse.
yeah, raspy.
Raspy.
I should sing maybe like some karaoke. That'd probably sound really good right now. Remember on Friends when Phoebe had a hort like raspy voice and she kept on singing? I'd totally be like that. Who has a good raspy voice that sings right now?
Axl Rose.
Does Morgan Wallen have a raspy voice? Not really, eh?
Don't think so.
Oh, okay. I was trying to hope to have a Morgan Wallen voice. But yeah, welcome to the show, Lily. We appreciate taking the time to come talk some hockey with us, especially when you're during free, I mean, during the playoffs. So thanks for coming on the show.
Right, thanks for having me.
Go ahead, Bush. It's all yours.
Okay. All right, Lily. You're in your fifth year at UNB. How has this whole experience been for you?
I think it's been pretty great. My first year was the first year that this team or the program was reinstated. So we kind of got the opportunity to rebuild that culture in the room. And it's just been great over the past 5 years, seeing the growth that we've had and seeing all our success coming, starting from the bottom and making our way up.
I gotta ask this, Trevor. It has to do with the weather, but I'm going somewhere with it. Did you stay you in New Brunswick in the summer, or do you head
I
home?
did last summer. Yeah.
Okay, the reason I'm asking is because I was in Halifax at the same time with that big rainstorm. I was
Oh
wondering
yeah.
how much did you get of that?
We actually, I don't think it even like rained here, or it wasn't a lot. Like from like Halifax, I know that like they got a big storm, but we didn't get quite the same as what they got. So no, it wasn't as bad here.
Yeah, they had to shut down a lot of the venues for the NAG
Yeah, it was
games.
crazy.
Yeah. Okay, back to hockey. The Reds are currently now in the playoffs against St. Francis Xavier, who is tied for first with the Reds in the regular season. How was game one?
Game one was good. Yesterday we came out with the win as 2-0. So we did that in their home barn. So back at it tomorrow. Hopefully we can take the win and sweep.
I was reading on one of the articles, they were close to 1,000 fans. Like, how was it playing in a
Yeah.
barn where probably 90% of the fans are saying effects? So was it intimidating? Was it like, how was the feeling going into game one?
Yeah, I think especially just coming from last year too, we played them the past 3 years now. So in the past, it's always been like that too, crazy packed. And that arena, it's very, the fans are really close to you, right on the glass. There's not like, it doesn't go far up. So it's a very close environment. But we just kind of want to take that as like energy for ourselves and just, we always say like, imagine they're just cheering for us instead. But yeah, so we're hoping to turn it around too and get lots of fans out at our home rink and bring that same energy.
little bit off kind of topic, but when I watched the World Juniors and a lot of USA players play the villains when they chirp the fans. Does that ever cross your mind that if you pull a sick move or a goal, do you kind of want to look at the fans and say, "Yeah, I just did that," or not
Yeah,
really?
no, we were actually talking about it before the game, joking around. We were saying like if someone scores like on that one side, because they had a lot of student fans on the one side of the rink, and so we were saying if someone scores, they should, like get the crowd going with the
Jump against the
celly, but
glass.
yeah, but no one ended up doing that, but yeah, we thought about it for sure.
Because there was one of the USA players did the comb over motion when he scored on a
Yeah.
shootout. He was like, holy man, that's gotta get the fans like just riled up.
Yeah. No, it was awesome because they didn't even like really have much to cheer for because they didn't score. So, it was pretty quiet in there.
So was
Trev,
that a
have you read
best out of
something?
three series that you're playing against them right now?
Yeah. Yeah. So the quarterfinals was a best of three, and then semis was a best of five, and then it goes back to a best of three. Yeah.
You were awarded the AUS Player of the Year. How special is it for you to win that award?
It's pretty special to me. I think over my past 5 years playing, I've never been that flashy player, I guess, and I've always been a hard worker and kind of went under the radar, I think. So just reaching those accolades this year is kind of proving myself and to everyone else that, I am that player that I know I can be. So it's just great to see that I got that recognition like throughout the league this year.
Did you ever win an award, Trevor?
I don't think so. Nope.
No. I won one for volleyball. I'm just,
Just seen.
interjecting. Just saying, yeah. Okay. Who were some of the players that you looked up to while growing up?
I was all over the place, I think, growing up. I always just watched like any hockey that was on the TV with my family, and one that kind of sticks out to me is Mitch Marner. I think he always had a great like two-way game. That's kind of what I base myself off of. I think you're more dynamic that way, playing offensively and defensively. So I think I really take that and play with that kind of mindset.
Okay. On a breakaway or a shootout, what's your go-to move?
I think I have to say I do a five hole on a shootout. That's most of my shootout goals have been on five hole. But I just think it works most of the
I don't have a move.
Bush is a defenseman, so he doesn't have a move.
It's the slap shot, I guess.
Yeah, slap shot regatta.
Well, the little wounded duck area. All right, now I've noticed Trev when he dresses a certain way, superstition wise. Do you have any pregame rituals?
Sort of. I do like normally when I get dressed, I'll put on my like left side stuff first, like go back and forth. But it's not, if I don't do it, like I'm not in my head about it or anything.
Oh. Okay.
So nothing crazy. I kind of switches every year. I used to play the Bop It before every game. That was a good one.
What's your pre-game meal?
Pre-game meal, probably just pasta. Just keep it simple. Nothing crazy.
Does the team supply meals, or do you have to cook for yourself for games?
Usually when we're at home, there's no meals, but we're on the road. It's they provide like we'll get like Boston pizza or whatever on the road.
We had pizza this weekend. Lots of it.
Lot like
Yeah.
You said Boston. What's your go-to pizza?
I like a barbecue chicken pizza. It's probably my go-to.
Ask her, Trevor. Do they have the pierogi pizza out east?
I don't
At
know.
Boston Pizza?
I know at Boston Pizza they have it.
It's good. I like the pierogi pizza.
I think I've had it once, but
But the main question we want to know about pizza is, does pineapple belong on pizza?
you know, I've never had it, so I gotta say no.
Exactly. Thank you. I can't stand pineapple on pizza. It's so gross.
What do you listen to? What's in your headphones?
Most of the time, I would do probably more like rap or like throwback songs, but this year I've been put on aux, so I've had to keep it very with the mood with all the teams, so it's kind of more like dance stuff, like hip hop and like pop, all the sing-alongs, but
Like techno?
like sort of just a few of them, but they like more like singing songs, so
When you
a lot
say
of throwback,
throwback, like how far are you going back? Like early
like
2000s?
early 2000s.
Oh, that hurts.
Like 90s.
Okay. I guess that's
Yeah.
kind of throwback, I guess, right?
Yeah.
When I say
Compared to
throwback, I mean like the 70s.
oh,
Okay,
not
well.
that
Another question. What are you studying right now? Like, what's your major?
So I'm doing a Bachelor of Sport and Rec Studies, and I just minor in psych.
You
So
tried
kind of,
psychology courses.
yeah, I like it. It's
Nice.
interesting.
What do you hope to do? Like, where? I'm not. What do you hope to do? Where do you plan to finish further your career with after your schooling done? Like, Eastern Canada, Western Canada.
I don't know. I'm kind of up in the air. I'm just seeing how everything plays out. I'm hoping to keep playing hockey, so I'm gonna enter for the draft for the PWHL and see what happens, and then If not, I'll probably end up going overseas and playing somewhere in Europe. But yeah, that's kind of my plan right now.
Does like a player like Kelly Babstock, she's from Wiki and she's playing in Switzerland this year. How does like what her like her playing overseas, does that give you motivation, give you another opportunity saying like, okay, Kelly's playing in Switzerland, she could do it and I could do and I think I can do it also?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's like super great that there is this new league here for pro women's hockey. But I do think it kind of lacks that like step up to that league where after college, like for university players, it's like that or overseas, there's nothing like here that's like kind of developing. So I do think like her playing still over in Europe is very like motivating to stay with it and just keep going, and you never know like what could happen.
You're the all-time leading scorer with the Reds. How has the journey been playing at UNB?
I think it's been a very like eye-opening and great experience. Just like I mentioned, we were my first year like started basically like lower in the pack with a lot of younger girls. So we've had to definitely earn our way up, and I think every year just learning about the league, about ourselves, developing as players, seeing like how we can take our game to the next level. I think every year, you know, we've kind of stepped it up in that sense, and it paid off for us in the end. So,
How was it playing during when COVID was like a big part of the society when everything was shut down and it was all the protocols and stuff. So how was it playing during that COVID era?
Yeah, so I did come back to school here during COVID. There was a lot of quarantine things. So when we got here, it was everyone had to like stay at their houses for the most part. So we had a lot of Zoom meetings, like team meetings and stuff, but like home workouts. But we were kind of fortunate enough here too. It wasn't as bad, I think, as in like Ontario, places like that. So we were able to practice a lot and get in the gym. So I think that really helped us heading into the next year as well. So we were able to keep going and practicing most weeks. And even at the end of the year, also, we got to play a few games against the other AUS team that's in Fredericton. So it was pretty good overall.
Little NHL, how special was it for you to be playing in the LNHL?
That's always like probably one of my best memories as a kid growing up, like going there every year is like super exciting. Knowing that you get to go somewhere and you're in a hotel with all your buddies and just playing hockey, and it's a great environment with like all the communities. You know, it's like you look around, you see a lot of familiar faces every year, so it was definitely my best ex hockey experience, I think, growing up, and my favorite tournament to go to every year.
My grandson is U9, and his first game he plays against Nipissing, so that should be pretty
Oh.
interesting.
Yeah. I hear a lot about the like planning and stuff because my mom, she's sitting on the board for a little NHL, so she's helping a lot with the planning and stuff, so still get to be involved a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, because this year it's the first year they're going to have it in Markham.
Yep.
Before that, it was a number of years in Mississauga. So yeah, I played in the LNHL when I was a kid growing up. So it's I think for me too, that was probably one of the best times. March break, everyone's looking forward to go to Southern
Yeah.
Ontario and play against different razzes for sure.
Yeah, it's awesome.
How come you didn't call me Trev?
I
I don't know. You're probably too old by then.
know. Sorry. All right. Do you think will you be playing in the Freddie and Me?
Yes. Yep. I'm coming out. This will be my, I guess, second year or no, third year now.
Did you play last year?
Yeah. I played for the Red Pheasant Lady Rebels.
Oh, out in Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
Are you going to be playing for them again this May?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know, hopefully we'll do better than last year, but
How did you guys do last year?
I think we were like third, so we were up there. We lost in semis,
Who'd you guys lose to?
but I think it was,
Cross Lake?
yeah, were they in the finals? They must
Yeah.
have been. Yeah,
Yeah.
I think it was that team, yeah, because I don't think we played Sage Strong in the semis.
What do you think of the competition of in the women's division at the Freddie?
I think right like from like last year it was kind of there was a top four I think that were definitely like the most strongest. But I'm kind of excited to see if there's more like strong teams this year. And like last year you only, or I guess you only play like a couple of the teams, so you don't really get to see all of the competition, but I think it's been good so far. I'd like to see it kind of disperse. And so there's more competition. It's not just Sage Strong like
Yeah.
winning it every year, but yeah.
Do you like with mentioning Sage Strong, they won it 2 years in a row, but 95% of their players are pickups. Do you think in the women's division at the Freddie they should be an import rule? Because like maybe four, like just like the men's division, they have a four person import rule. Do you think the women's division should apply that same rule?
I think that would be an interesting thing to do. I don't know how like doable that would be, just considering like maybe they have, I don't know how many like women's players there are like on each reserve, like maybe even if it was like an Ontario team versus like each province, I guess. But like I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how many like team or teams that they'd be able to get like within like one reserve.
True, right? Yeah, so imports are really important when it comes to the women's division, right? Because like
Yeah, because I don't think there's any rules on it right now.
no, I don't think so. Because they yeah, like Sage Strong, they like most of their players are imports, right? So
Yeah.
it really does it's an important on who you pick up.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And it, yeah. So I don't know. I could see something like that, but I don't know exactly how it would play out, even if they tried it for a year or something. See how many teams they'd be able to get going. But yeah, definitely could see that in the future.
Do teams call you asking you to play in res tourneys?
I've gotten a few like people like that I like know of will message me on like Facebook or something, but I've last year I had like a lot of people asking me for the Freddy tournament. But not too many, like just because like with school, most of the tournaments
Yeah.
are like going on right now, so can't really make it out to most of them, but yeah.
If you forgive the way I ask this, are you allowed to play? Like, does coach say, yeah, go play then this weekend, or do they kind of frown upon that for you? Because
I don't know. I've never.
it's just because they're investing a lot in their future with you, right? Because they
Yeah.
don't want you hurting some twisting a knee in some random res tourney or
Yeah.
something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they, I mean, guess like out, like the Freddy tournament's like out of season. So, like, they don't really say much for that, but I don't know if they would. I feel like personally, I probably wouldn't want to risk it if getting out. Pretty big girls out there.
Okay, do you have any advice for all the younger players coming up through the ranks?
Yeah, I think just enjoy like everything. You never know. Keep working. Like I just really found the love in hockey, so I just knew like if I kept going at it, something good can come from it. And at least you know like you're doing something you love, and you can always keep going, or even just playing for fun. You're always gonna find that within hockey. So, I think just dedicating any time you can to it, and you never know what'll happen or where you'll end up. So, yeah.
That's some really good advice. Well, Lily, before we let you go, we always ask our guests these five rapid niche questions. They're not
Okay.
you gotta I want them like
I'll
don't
try.
even
Yeah, no thinking. You just whatever comes to your mind first, just boom.
Okay, baked or fried bannock?
Fried.
Have you ever used a bed sheet for a curtain or a door?
Yes.
Okay,
That's a good one.
have you ever seen Ernest Munias live?
I don't know. I know. I don't know that.
Bannock burger or an Indian taco?
Indian taco for sure.
Now, fifth and last question, can you jig?
No.
Trevor can once in a while, but
Once in a while.
at the Freddy we will.
Right.
Okay. All right, Lily, thank you so much for your time and sitting down and chatting with us. Means a lot to us.
Yeah, thank
And
you. It's a fun
Good luck tomorrow, game two. Hope
time.
you guys
Yeah.
do pull the sweep.
Yeah, we're fingers crossed. We got this.
Do the score and then comb your hair through your helmet
All
when you shoot
right.
out.
You'll have to keep an eye
Yeah.
out. Okay, thanks, Lee, for joining us. And yeah, take care.
right, thank you.
Okay.
One.
Hi.
Hi, welcome back.
Yeah.
And my name is Borat. I am from Kazakhstan. I was gonna watch that movie last night, but I turned on Gladiator instead.
Which gladiator? The one with Russell Crowe or the one with where he's a street brawler?
I never heard of that one.
No? It's with Cuba Gooding Jr.
Gladiator.
Yeah.
No, I never heard of that one. The one with Russell Crowe, man.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, great interview. It was awesome talking with Lily. And we hope all the best for her with like the she mentioned she wants to, she's entering in the PWHL. Did I get that right? PWHL? Yeah, eh?
Professional hockey. Yeah, PWHL. Yeah, you got it right.
Yeah, the entry draft. So we wish her all the best, and it's cool to interview young Aboriginal hockey players like that. Just they have dreams, even though her schooling's done, she still has dreams and wants to succeed with her goals. So, but we wish you all the best, and thanks for sitting around with us. I
Yeah.
mean, what time is it? 8:43 right
It's 8
now,
43 p.m.
so
our
it should be
time.
10:43 right time. Let's see what t if they want their game. Okay, I'm Googling. Google. Okay, UNB Reds women's hockey. Okay, I'm on the Reds blank. Oh no, that's game one. I don't know if they won tonight. Oh man. But yeah, the game two was tonight. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just searching to see if UNB Reds hockey, if they won their game tonight. Reds hockey. Okay, women's hockey.
March 3rd, women's hockey. There's
Oh yeah, they are. AUS Women's Hockey Championship champions.
Oh, did you see?
So
Two
the
overtime.
double overtime.
Yeah.
Wow, that must have been an exciting game.
Oh,
So
wow.
congrats to Lily and the Reds for coming up big. Double overtime, 2-1. So they're back-to-back cha AUS champions. So they're going to the Nationals. So congrats for that's awesome. We're so happy. So congrats, girls. That's huge. So, and we just interviewed her yesterday. How special is that? Yeah. So, I had to sneeze.
Double OT. That would have been awesome to watch.
I played in a couple overtimes and I hated it because I got rid of the puck right away. Like, because I don't want to be the one in like the blame for if they come and score on me because I had the puck and I messed it up. So I made sure it was off the glass or just like an easy pass. Because once I pass it to someone else, that's on them. It's not on me.
It's
So
on them.
yeah, I hate overtime. I think defensemen have it the worst because we're thinking defense first, right? We're not gonna go rush up the puck and or pinch. So like if you pinch and you miss the puck, that's a odd man rush coming back
Oh, yeah.
your end. So
And if you pinch, you better make sure you're 1,000% sure that you have the puck.
yes.
Like not, oh yeah, I'm pretty sure I can get this. No, it's 1,000% sure.
Okay, I'm gonna kind of go off in a bit here.
Right.
I mean, just
Folks,
really
let him go
vague.
off. Let him go off. He has some pent up rage because he had a couple posts that were game winner, and he had a goal called back. For those of you
FYI,
that
if you want to, I'll go for 2 minutes. So if you want to fast forward this little bit, I'll give you 2 minutes. Okay.
Do you remember when Rock'em Sock'em, when Don Cherry would always go, "Okay, you folks that don't like the rough stuff, I'll give you 2 minutes to turn it off,"
Yes.
and then he'd pause and then he'd
And
start
I'm gonna
going
probably
nuts.
say the F bomb because I'm annoyed. Like, fuck. This has been happening for a while. I mean, we have a lot of friends and we know a lot of people who are playing hockey in the States and we always post stuff and we always give credit if it's from a team page or a team account, we always give credit where it's deserved and we always come up with stuff first. Like we're one of the first ones that always come up. Okay, say we're like CBC. CBC knows everything before CTV Global. Then they just pretty much copy what CBC does. So we're CBC and a group. I won't name mention the fucking group, but everyone knows who they are. They're on social media and they post a lot of stuff that we post. But we posted first, and they always go on our page and fucking take away. They well, I don't want to say steal because we bring the news too, right? Like, but they copy. Let's say they fucking copy us all the time, and it's getting annoying that they're just rewording what we say, like fucking. There's. So unoriginal and it's starting to bother me now and because we share a lot of stuff like we just shared the Trey Bunn opening ceremonies face off at the Jets game and of course in this other fucking group did the same thing and they only shared it because we shared it first and it's just I don't know it's starting to annoy me to the point where I block them on Facebook, but they still fucking copy from us. Should we say who they are?
No, because we will not blasphemy, or we'll not blasphemy.
We won't talk down.
Slander.
Yeah, we won't slander these people, but fucking.
Blasphemy. What the heck am I talking
I don't
about?
know, what are you in church or something? But yeah, come
I
on,
should go
like.
listen to you. I should go to church. My ears.
They, I don't know, I'm getting fucking fed up from these people, this group. Like, fucking, I don't know. Maybe, like, stop copying from us. Like, I don't know. There's so
Okay.
much I can say, but I'll probably just say who they are. But let's just say they're a hockey social media page, and they always copy with what we share on social media. And it's getting annoying to the point where it's just where I block them, but they still copy us. So the two people that run that page must follow us still on social media. So when we share something, they go and fucking take it and share. They're like a, I don't know. They're a pain in the ass, anyways. How do you feel about them, Bush? Be honest.
I would like to be a little bit more diplomatic than you, but I don't want to I don't want to. The old here, copy my homework but change it up a bit. Don't make it
Yeah,
too
that's what they're
obvious.
doing. They're just.
Give us credit. Say, hey, I got this from the Brett Wilson Memorial Senior Tournament. What's going on? Like and share their page. Follow them. Give them credits.
It's like, oh, we got this from the Res
Right?
Ho we got this news from the Res Hockey podcast. Or no, they don't.
Yeah.
They just rewrite whatever they post, and it's a shitty, it's written shitty too
Yeah.
on top of that. But
I just said Brendan Wilson because it actually I refreshed my page and it they're just naming the teams from the but yeah. So me and Trav would say, hey, check out Brendan Wilson Memorial Senior Tournament. They're hosting the tournament. This the Chim they got Norway House Bruin or they we would just name whatever team. Check out their page. I said page. Check out their page. Give them credit.
yeah,
Like and
like
share theirs. Just don't take a screenshot.
so these people, this social media page, they do profile cards. So now I uploaded a profile card too. I'm gonna start copying
Not off
them.
me, not off AM though.
And the first person that was Res Hockey profile card is yours truly, Mr. Dennis Major. So we'll just go from there. And you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna make fake profiles, like just make random profiles and just. But yeah, that's my venting. Just I don't know. It's just they don't give us credit. They don't. And they just it'd be nice to give in, to be given some credit. They act like chief and council. They don't do none of the work, but they want credit. They'll. They, oh, fuck. Fuck them. Okay, that's it. No more
All right.
swearing. I apologize for swearing. I'm done. I got a
All
smudge or something.
right.
But yeah. Fudge. Fudgical.
Yeah. All right.
Want to talk about a post that was. Shit, did I delete it? I was so worked up, I deleted it. Let me look for it. Okay, I can't talk about that. Damn, where did it go? I just had it. I was too worked up, and now. Okay. Former guest of the show, friend of the show, Keyshawn Gervais.
Yeah.
He when he went to Lakehead University last year, he only played five games, and they played what 30 games. So he was really frustrated and at a point where he was thinking about quitting school and just giving up hockey because he was losing his drive, losing a passion for the game. And it's understandable. I mean, I'd be pissed if I had to sit in the stands and watch my teammates play.
I'll just read his post that he posted on Facebook, and it's just to show you that don't give up on your dreams. Just keep working. There's always going to be obstacles. There's always going to be ups and downs. And Keyshawn's just a perfect example of not giving up and keep playing, keep working hard in practice. Here's what he wrote on Facebook last week. In a year, a single year, I went from sitting in the stands feeling left out and only getting the chance to play five university games, feeling like I was losing the love of the game of hockey, to going on to playing professionally in a league that seemed out of reach. I thank God, my family, and this team for pushing me and believing in me. Last year at this time, I was borderline on the verge of tears on the phone with my grandpa Bill because I felt like I could be useless. But I felt useless. All I want to say is all you need is one chance, one opportunity to show yourself in a new environment. I absolutely love this team. It actually feels like a team of brothers and a family atmosphere. One thing my grandpa always told me, you're not a quitter, you never quit, so don't start now. Like I said, last year, I played five university games all year. I played five games in the last 7 days. I feel so blessed every day for what I am, for where I am, sorry, and thank God for that. Keyshawn's playing for the Tulsa Oilers of the ECHL this year, and I think that's a perfect example for a lot for you youth who are not getting the minutes, or you're getting cut from teams, getting sent down to lower level teams, or if you're in the stands and not getting dressed, just don't quit. Keyshawn's just, like I said, he's a perfect example of working hard, being committed, and keep your dream going. He's having a good rookie season with the Oilers, so it's always good to see that. I know a lot of kids, unfortunately, gave up when opportunities weren't going their way and things weren't working out the way they planned. But when you keep working hard, right, Bush, things will lead to better things, right?
Exactly.
So yeah, it's so yeah, it's good for Keyshawn, good for him for keep working hard. So, and we wish Keyshawn all the best as Tulsa Oilers make a playoff push for the Kelly Cup. Damon Gardner is always in the is also in the playoffs too with Clarkson University. They play this weekend. They play on Saturday, March 9th. They're the fifth seeded team in their ECAC hockey league. They played a 12 seed Rensselaer, and they have a 72% chance of winning that game. This is a weird brackets they have for this ECAC. Like, who did they play when once they win that? Oh, they okay, hold on. You got that. That's so confusing. I think they play Dartmouth if they win that game.
Oh,
That's
they
so
go
weird how they
north,
have.
yeah.
So yeah, round one starts Friday and Saturday. So we wish Damon all the best. Damon's a freshman at Clarkson. So I think all 12 teams make the playoffs. That's cool. Yeah, I'd like to see him succeed in the playoffs. What else should we discuss before we're Round Lake Bears? Round Lake Bears from
Yeah.
Ochap First Nation. They won their playoff series, and they're now on to round two. And they played a Lumsden. I think that's from well, it's the Saskatchewan Senior League. So I think that's northwest of Northwest of Regina.
Okay.
So it's good to see an Indigenous community making strides in the senior provincial championship in Saskatchewan. You have a really stacked team. Like, I'll name their team: Hayden Laquette, Josh Bear, Winston Daychief, Colton Baptiste, Trey Bear, Trent Campbell, Curtis Luke, Colton Yellowhorn, Troy Murray, Ron C Cody, Conrad McKay, Scott Ro Reuters, Alfred Bear, Sterling Bear, Tyler Fiddler, Nathan Murray, Kirk Bear, Calum Gervais, Valdez Bear, Braden Boschman, Dwight King, John Morasty, Shaq Hool, Dustin Bear, and Matt Cron. So that's a stacked team. Like, we had Colton, Trent on the show as past guests. So that's a stacked team, man. If you so yeah, good luck to them. I think I'm not sure when their playoffs start. I'm not even shit. But yeah, good luck, guys. It's good to see senior hockey alive and well in Saskatchewan. They had like 50 teams, senior teams. Ontario can't even get 10.
That's
So that's
crazy. Why is that, you think?
I don't
Possible
know.
reasons? I think geographic regions definitely limit Northwestern Ontario from competing, but because we'd have to pick from Kenora, Dryden, and Fort, Red Lake, like small towns. We have two players here and there, so I
Yeah, I'm
don't.
sure a lot like a lot of teams pick up players and not imports, but they card a lot of teams. They played the Lumsden Monarchs. So that's game one. It's a best out of three, game one, game two, and game three. They haven't set a time, a date, and location yet. So be cool. We should think about checking out a game. But I'm
Yeah.
gone next week, so
When do you leave again?
I leave Sunday
Sunday,
morning, Sunday to
Sunday.
Thursday. But yeah, a list of the rosters for Round Lake. There's a lot of who are around the region from Old Chap, but look at Colton. He travels from Alberta to Saskatchewan. Same with Conrad. He's from Manitoba. But yeah, it's senior hockey's alive and well and good old Saskatchewan. So good luck, Bears, for this upcoming series against the Monarchs. Anything else you want to mention, say before we F off?
No, I am good. I was good.
You're good. Just like your profile.
Yeah.
Your profile pic. Res Hockey profile card. If you want to be on our Res Hockey profile card, let us know. We'll make one up for you. And we'll share it on all our social medias. Just like the other guys.
Yeah.
The other guys in quotation marks. We like the copy too, so we're copycats. So but yeah, thanks for joining us for another episode of Res Hockey. We're on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Podbean, Amazon Music, and Google Podcast, along on YouTube. So if you're watching us, thanks for joining us, sitting around with us. Like and subscribe our YouTube channel. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So follow us on socials as well.
Click like,
Oh man, it's cold.
subscribe, and share.
There'll be no show next, or I don't know if there's going to be a show next week. I'll be in Toronto at the little NHL hockey tournament. So I don't know if I'll take my laptop or not. It's such a pain because taking it
Yeah.
on the airport, you got to take it out and
Oh yeah,
security has to look at it.
it's a
And
little bit of a hassle.
it is so. We'll figure it out. But yeah, thanks for joining us this week. And we'll see you in maybe next week or if not, 2 weeks from now. So, see you guys.
Peace.
Peace. Oh, I didn't press stop, so let's try this again. See you guys next week. Peace.